Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuasi in Tamar Tzvi Rafal Ben Vodas Tabasach Shachal Yisrael. Shai Ben Lev Ram Yosef Ben Chana. It's based in the Torah Rabbeinu Rabbeinu of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We know that the Kabbalah of Adur Kibloa B'meach HaShverosh of receiving the Torah again was Haidei Mishpacha U'Mishpacha, like we see in Perush Rashi in Esther Perek Tes Pasuk Chof Ches. Rashi there writes, "Mishpacha u'mishpacha misasim yachad v'ruch nishosim yachad." The family is supposed to get together, eat and drink together, etc. So why dafka was the Hador Kibloa b'Mechashverosh, the Simcha of Purim? Why is it dafka ade mishpacha? It says in Parashas B'Shalach v'Yomer Yoshua b'Chad lanu anoshim, choose for us people. So here he's called Yoshua, even though it's mashma in Rashi in the Parash of the Meraglim, but Midbar 13:16. That it was only the time of the Meraglim, much later on, that Moshe gave him the name of Koyoshia Chamiatis Meraglim Yoshua. So why does he call him Yoshua now? So the answer is Al Shem HaOsid. Ubemes, like Rashi says, he's called, Yoshua is mentioned in this parsha because he's going to be Manchil Eretz Yisrael to the Jews. He is the one who's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he is going to be the one who is bequeathing Eretz Yisrael to the Jews, and therefore he's mentioned in this parsha, like we see in Rashi, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalid, says in the pasuk, "Sof sof zikaron b'sefer v'sim bazne Yoshua kimachu em chazecher amolek mitachas hashomayim." So Rashi there says, "V'sim bazne Yoshua machnes Yisrael la'oretz." Sheitzaves Yisrael Shalem Logmulo Kano Nemos Lamos Yeshua Machnes Yisrael Oretz. So why the ears of Yoshua is going to bring Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, that he must command Yisrael to pay him recompense. Here was intimated to Moshe that Yoshua would bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So the whole askari here is Al Shem HaOsid. And the Indian is based on what it says, Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. He writes that this shame is made on Yichus Yisrael, like it says, Shifte Yah Edus Li Yisrael, the tribes of Yud Kei are a testimony to Israel. And this Amalek can't be pogam, that's Yadal Kes Ka, Shifte Ka, Edus Li Yisrael. That's the proper Yichus, the purity of the Jewish people. Amalek cannot be pogam, Amalek cannot blemish that. And therefore, these two names remain of God's name. God's name is in full when there's Amalek. But at least there's the yud and the hey. Amalek, what he wants to do is, he wants to go in between, that the kava yichus shouldn't be mamshich me avos labanim, because that's the meaning of Amalek, to cut down, to make interpositions. Ubasher chalalim husham, he's in these empty spaces, in these recesses. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva writes in Parav Yitzchak and Purim. Mamar Yud Ches, Mamar and Purim are usually very, very bekitzur dika Mamar. So there in Mamar Yud Ches, he writes about how the from here you learn that the covet of a Talmud should be Chavi Velech Geshelcha. That Yoshua said to Moshe said to Yoshua, "Let us b'char lanu anashim, choose for us people. We're equal." Because he tried to create this connection between Talmud and Rebbe, because that's the Hemshech Hadoros, Talmud to Rebbe. And Amalek, that's the Geula. The Geula is Dora V'Yeshu Bohena. The Geula is based on the Doris. And Amalek tries to wedge themselves in between that Talmud and Rebbe to break up the Doris. There's no Geula. That's their job. Asher Chalalam Shamu, EO 3930. He's in those empty spaces, in those recesses. That's what he wants to do. Even though we have the Shiftei Ka, Yer Al Keis Ka, we have the Yer and the Hey, which shows our proper Yichus, and he wants to break in between that and not allow the generations to see the Hinyu, both Talmud and Rebbe, and parent and child. The Inyan of Gula is in Merubas and Parashas Bahar. Gula Tidnu Laretz, you have to give redemption to the land, that the land returns in the 50th year. And in that parasha, it also talks about selling land and getting it back, your relative redeeming it for you. Uba Gola Kora Vela V'Gal. And it says, Ododo Ben Dodo Yigalenu. So the relative comes and he redeems the land. It's also called Gulas Krovim, Dodo, Mishpachto. It says in the Gemara, the Mishpachas of Kriya Mishpacha, the Mishpach of the father is called a family. So this is a korva that's royally Yerusha. It's a type of relation that allows one to inherit. See also in the Medrash to Rabbi Yud Yud Gimel that it says Dodo ben Dodo Yigalen is Rabbi's on this Geula. Shaydei Mordechai ve'Esther Shem Dodo ben Dodo. So the Medrash says, and it says Dodo ben Dodo Yigalen, it's talking about Mordechai and Esther because Mordechai was the uncle and Esther was the niece. So Memela, this is a remis. Dodo ben Dodo Yigalen was a remis to Geula's Purim. And the beer is that the end of the Galus is nitkasa v'nistara hemshech min ha-makor min makor ha-yichus el ha-anaf. The union of Hester, the union of Galus, is that there's a hiddenness of the source to the branch, to of the branch to its root, and that's the union of Galus that we don't see the hemshech of yichus me'avos el ha-banim. We're lost in the Galus. There's no hemshech, there's no continuum from the avos to the banim. The gula is to take us out of this matzav. And therefore, in the Yovel, it says Geula. V'shavel mishpachto v'lachuzas avoisov Yoshuv. He returns to his family and to the inheritance of his forefathers. That's the union of Geula, the Yovel. It comes back. So we have the family redeeming the land. We have the land coming back at the Yovel. That redemption is when it comes back into the family. And the family is reconnected. Person's connected back to their ancestral land is Geula. When the relative redeems your land that you sold, that is Geula. And therefore, the whole union of this Geula is La'il b'chazara koch kav, to shine once again the power of this line that goes from the Sherish of Knesset Yisrael in every family according to its line. And Yoshua is called Al Shem Zeh. V'molchamto im amalek, ka yoshi acho. God should save you. Yirin nehei. Again, the Yirin nehei is a remez to the yichus of the avos. Shiftei ka edus l'Yisrael. These are the tribes of God. They have yichus until the tribes. This is an edus that we have good yichus. That's what Amalek tries to destroy. B'yadol keitz ka, the yud and the hay remain, because Amalek cannot wedge their way in there, even though they want to, and destroy our koyach ha-yichus. And therefore he's called ka yosh yach Yehoshua, because here he is connecting us to our yichus and to our ancestral land. As we saw in Rashi, that this is Hashem al-Asid when he's going to give us Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes, "Etametz Moshe biyoter ki lefit shemelchamay mishpacha zot adachit hayamim." It's Moshe Rabbeinu was very misametz because we're fighting them until the end of days, and then Eliyahu Mashiach ben Yosef are going to come. And due to them, what Moshe and Yeshua did, then Eliyahu Mashiach ben Yosef are going to knock off Amalek. The Ramban calls them Amalek a family, because dafka Eliyahu, he's the shaliach. He's going to be Mevara Yichus, as it says, Veheshiv Leiv Ovois Albanim. He's going to bring the Leiv hearts of the fathers back to the sons. And therefore, this Geula is Shaykh to each family. Shadur Kiblu Atarish Kiblu Asaide Agashis Ashreinu Matuch Kenot. We have, this is the job of, ultimately, of Eliyahu, is to bring the families back, to bring reunite the families, and our war against this family. So it's a family war. Our war against this family is through our families, through Eliyahu HaNavi, ultimately, who's going to be Meshiv Levavos Albanim. So therefore, Mishpacha Mishpacha, we're Makabal the Torah again by the feeling of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Mayafa Yerusha Seinu. That's why Yeshua is mentioned in this parsha, because Yeshua is going to be Manchil, and he's going to give out portions of Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, and then everyone gets back their ancestral land, in the Yov HaGula Tidnu La'aretz. So we had asked, why dafka mishpacha mishpacha? Because that's the yisod here. The yisod is the families, the yichus ha'avos. And that's Yehoshua, koyoshi acha me'atzim raglim, ki shiftei ka'edus li'Yisrael. The shvatim of Yud and Hei, which is an edus to the Jewish people. That Yud and Hei is an edus to our pure lineage, to our inheritance. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu ma'ayin gorolenu ma'yafa yirushasenu. How great an inheritance we have. So we have to fight against Amalek. Amalek is also a family. So they're trying to break up ours. And therefore we need to after the Koch of Yehoshua to fight them. Yehoshua gives us our ancestral land. It comes back to us every Yovel. It connects us to our family. That connects us to our heritage. And therefore it's very important on Purim that we connect to this. We connect to families. Because Yehoshua is giving out Eretz Yisrael to the families. Yehoshua is giving Eretz Yisrael out to the tribes. And Yeshua is made on Yichus Avos Koshiach Amatzis Meraglim. And therefore, we need that to fight against Amalek, tries to wedge their way in and destroy our Yichus Avos. This is special Takifus, next Inyan, and the Mesiba of Purim, that there's a Koch in Kedusha, the Kedusha is Mispashetis Bekula. Like it says, when somebody says about an animal that the regal of this animal should be an ola, the whole kedusha is mispashetes, the kedusha spreads to the entire animal. Only when there's das acheres, when there's someone else being ma'akev, then it doesn't spread. Like we see in the Gemara in Kedusha, you can't marry half a woman, because there's das acheres ma'akev is kedusha 7a. And therefore, on Purim, there's no das, das mandochav shemei. So we're all bechinas rotz achor v'isbaruch kebehema b'vika, like we see in Isaiah 63:14. We all run after God like a behem, we have no das and Purim, the Kedusha is Mispashetes. And therefore, every Nekuda, Ezu Shehi, from the Yerusha of the Avos, Mispashetes Umakefes Osanu Mikol Vakol, spreads out and surrounds us completely. And not only that, so we have the Kedusha Avos that's Mispashetes on Purim, there's no Das Acheres Makefes. And not only that, but Kol Yisrael Kibla Yom Ki Ishechet Belev Echot, and we're all like one Evarim of one man, many Evarim of one man. And they're all deriving nourishment from the other, and there's this bashtis of milas, everybody by everybody, everybody on Purim is everybody else's mila. It's mishpacha, mishpacha, we're all families below lev v'lev. Not this idea of lev v'lev, which is a reference to the Gemara in the pasuk in Psalms Yud Beis Gimel, Shav Yidabu Isha Reo Svas Chalakos Belev V'lev Yidaberu Rashi Belev V'lev Yidaberu Shnei Levavos Limarim Shalom V'yisinatum Nablim. They show me love, peace. There's really hatred. Today there's no lev v'lev. Today there's a hispashtus. Next Inyan. Memches Nevi'im Nisnabulam Yisrael. V'lo Sifu. The 48 Nevi'im were Misnabi for the Jewish people. And the only thing they added was Mikra Megillah. Megillah 14a. Now the Inyan of Amalek is a Hisaf. It's a Yoseris. It's something superfluous in the world. And therefore it's like the Orla. And therefore he hates the Mila. He cuts off the Milas of the Jewish people. Because that's him. He's also superfluous. He's the Orla of the world. And he hates the fact that we realize that. And all the Mechshalim Baderech. And he stops us on the way, getting to our ultimate goal, call him Moisif Goyreya. And if you add on, he's the Tosefes. So he's the Tosefes that is added on that's unnecessary for the world. Call him Moisif Goyreya. And the more you add on, the more you subtract. Like there are 11 Alufei Esav, which is one more than 10. 10 is a complete number. There are 11 because they're superfluous. So there's one superfluous. And that's what we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Tesam at Aleph, that the Nochosh was Moisif Goyreya. He said, you can't even touch the tree when the command was not to eat from it. We have 11 Samanei Ketores, and the Reich HaTov comes Dafka Ide Klal Shehem Shenesrofen. The Reich HaTov is going to the fact that they're destroyed. Because the good smell is when the Yoseris, what's extra, is destroyed. And therefore the Hasata Rishayna, Shehis Senachash Chavu, was by adding below Sigubo. Because that's how the problem started. The problem started Kol HaMoisif. You're Moisif, you're Goreya, you're adding, you're subtracting. Kedusha Zelu Mazeh, when Amalek is Nimcha, was Bara Iker, Ashach Tosef is B'derech Tfeila V'achona Le'Iker. So when Amalek is erased, and the Iker is revealed, so then it's Shaykh Tosef is as an appendix to the Iker, and a preparation for the Iker Devar Man Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moisif Yem Echad Midaita. He added on one day midaito. What do you mean he added on one day midaito? That the Tosefis becomes part of the Ikar as a Tafel. And therefore there were Gerim after Machias Amalek like Yisrael. Because these Tosefos are good. Because they're Tafel to the Ikar. And so to Dayanim, the Parashif Dayanim, is added on. And that Tosefis is also part of the it's now part of the Torah. And it's called Yisrael because he was Yitar Parashachas B'Torah. He added on a parash in the Torah. And so to today, that we have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Purim, B'Rabim Imam Eretz Messiah Hadim. So we have this extra mitzvah. We have this Geirus. So that's the nature of Das, that it's Marviach by adding on, by spreading outside of its Gavul. So spreading out could be bad or it could be good. It could be good if it's Tuffle to the Iker, like in the case of Kedusha, Rabbi Meretz Mesiadim, the Geirim, the Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, it's Tuffle to the Iker, and it could also be negative, like we have with the Nachash being mostly from the Mitzvah of Sigubo and the Chadasar Lufay Esav. So the Hasafa can be good, it can be bad, depends how it's used. Okay, obviously there's a Veltmore to talk about, so please stay tuned. and hopefully there will be a lot more to come. Thank you so, so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.